Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is a call-in show where every single week you can call in with your questions and get answers. The first Thursday of every month, it is Nameology Science, and I am ready for your questions. Nameology Science is the study of the placement of the letters in the name and what it reveals. I jokingly say that looking at a name, it can give you everything from what they like in the bedroom to what they are like in the boardroom and everything in between. Because we do know that once you know the name, you know the personality predispositions of everybody involved with that name. And so it's kind of a wonderful thing because you never meet a stranger. So we are taking call-ins. The call-in numbers are 323-744-4831. It's 323-744-4831. The other call-in is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And of course, on Skype, it would be BBS Radio PR. And that's the Skype name again, Boy Sam Radio PR. So, we are ready for your calls. Anytime that you want to start calling in, it's great. This is a very exciting month. We're starting the month of June. And the guests that I have coming in the next couple of weeks are ones with unusual talents. They do what somebody else does, but they do it differently. So like next week, we have Zofarina Morales. And she looks at the Kabbalah and does numerology according to the Kabbalistic way, which is very different than anything I have ever seen before. And I thought I'd been exposed to a lot, but Zofarina does it so differently. And I found it quite accurate when I was exploring how she does her numerology. And so we've got her coming in next to, Thursday. And then the very last Thursday of the month, we have Sandy Anatashi. She's a medium who has worked with John Edwards. So if you ever want to talk to somebody who's crossed to the other side, Sandy is absolutely the one to ask. She's every bit as good as John Edwards. That's why he, promoted her and had her on a lot with his show. And so that is very, very exciting for us. And in between that, we've got Joanna King coming on. So we've got a good lineup this month. Okay, so we're going to start. Karen from California, you are on air. What can I do for you?
Hi, good afternoon. Well, I, as well as your guest that's coming on, is a medium and a spiritual intuitive. And I just want to know, I've been doing this for 20 years professionally. And it's just a slow down so much. And I'm wondering if I need to go in another direction because I love to teach.
Are you teaching spirituality or teaching something else right now?
Teaching a spirit development, teaching, how personal and in classroom spirit development.
Okay.
But I'd like to do, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, when I'm looking at your name, It's like, first of all, you're going to have a really challenging June and July. Okay. So I hope you've saved up some, but June and July, it's like you're going to be going through personal things, like what you consider fair and not fair, like tapping into other people and how they treat you. And if you want them still in your life or not, and who's actually being good to you and who's not being good to you. And so all of that stuff is up for review. And that, as you're looking at it, is what's slowing down your business according to your name. And so the faster you can look at that and make some good decisions, okay? And I'm just going to tell you, before the 23rd of this month is a much better time to make decisions than after. So if you start after 23, it might be wrong. I would just wait then until August to finish making the decisions and just get through the rest. But if you can make your decisions by the 23rd, then I think the rest of this month and next month will go a lot easier for you because it's this choice matters that's actually getting in your own way. Did you want to ask something else?
I just wanted to ask, when you say to make a decision, ultimately, I'd rather step away from the one-on-ones I've done for 20 plus years. I mean, I love people and I haven't had a dissatisfied person work with me, but I want to publicly speak more. I want to share what I've had an incredible experience with myself. I had 6 near-death experiences, and I've met so many people throughout my career that have incredible stories. And I just, could that be the decision, or I'm not sure?
Yes, that can be a decision. It can be a decision of who do you want to keep. It looks like who do you want to keep in your life? Who do you not want to keep in your life? So that can be, do you want to keep that clientele, or do you want to have a different kind of clientele? And by the way,
yeah, I do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's part of this decision that's showing up in your name. So if that's what you're going through, that's exactly on time. Now in July, I'm going to have Orly Amore on my show, and you're going to want to listen to her because she just rakes in the invitations and the big fees. And she is currently in the process of writing a book to say how she's done it. She's never joined a speaker's organization, but she could speak every day of the week if she wanted to with all the invitations. And how does she do it? She's going to be on the show telling us. So when Orly Amore is on, you want to be able to. So what you do is you're going to go to knowthename.com. And look underneath my radio shows and see when she's the guest. But it's in July that she's coming on.
Okay. I appreciate that. And I'm sure that the well's drying up as far as one-on-one. Because I've done it for so long. And it's become very complacent for me. And I'm not growing. I don't feel like I'm growing. And people are upset or sad that I'm stepping out from doing the one-on-ones. But I've got to grow, too, you know, while I'm here. And that, this is a big growth spurt for me right now. And it's correct what you said about people leaving my life. I've noticed that in the last 3 years, especially last month.
I think you've got 2 more months of it. And I'm looking at starting around the 23rd, where you're going through this piece. You know, you've got these 2 months right now, June, July, but I think it's really going to step up as of the 23rd. And what it looks like the universe is asking you to do is to say, really define well what you're interested in, what you want to do, who you want to stay, who do you not. If you're not doing readings, what do you want to do with that same amount of time? But get so crystal clear on it that you can shoot it out to the universe, and the universe says, okay, here's what you need to know. And like you said, if you want to be a speaker, Karen, you want to hear Orly Amore when she comes on.
I will, definitely. I have been doing a lot of speaking. I just want to do more. But I would love to listen into her time with you on air. I'll do that.
Yeah, because she'll tell you how to do it and how she's never joined an organization and how she's created more for herself than any organization could create for somebody.
Yeah, I believe that. I do. I've never done any teaching Toastmasters speaking classes at all. It's just kind of channels through me when I talk. I have a subject and I don't prepare. I just let the energy flow through me. So I'd love to hear what she has to say. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, because I know she's coming on in July. Anyway, wishing you the best during this transition.
You know,
anytime we're changing from doing one thing to choosing to do something else, it always makes it a little bit bumpy in that transitional time period. Again, to call in and thank you, Karen, is 323-744-4831. Amy, you're on the line. What can we answer for you today?
Hi. Thanks for the great show. Love your energy as always. Hey, Sharon, I want to say I live in a residence building, and I feel stuck here. There's so many wonderful things about living here and being so close to things, yet I just want my tiny home in nature. You know, I'm a dream girl. Can I ask you what my house number does for me?
Sure. What's your house number?
1510 3rd Avenue. And I'm in apartment 310 San Diego.
Okay. So when you're in an apartment, you look at the apartment number. Okay. And so 310, if you add them all up, it comes to a 4. So anybody whose address comes to a 4, and that, this is what I learned when I was living in China. So it's the Chinese feng shui, whatever you want to call it. Okay. And what you get when you're living in a 4 is that there always needs to be something repaired, fixed, made right. Something doesn't go like it's supposed to go. Things are falling apart. So in other words, life isn't smooth. Now, it's helpful that that's an apartment and not a house, or you'd be saying, oh my gosh, every time I have extra money, it's going in on this house to refix something. Okay. But because it's an apartment and the fixing isn't up to you, it's up to somebody else, it really says, okay, it's going to make your own life a bumpy road. So you're constantly trying to fix or improve or change something in the life. So, and it could just be that you're constantly trying to grow. Okay. It's not, doesn't have to be a bad thing. So don't just go to something like, oh my God, it's bad. But it just really means something needs to grow. You know, it needs to change. We need to keep working on ourselves and keep going forward. Now, what's interesting is the 15-10, that aspect of it, 1 plus 5 plus 1 plus 0 is 7. And sevens always represent sanctuaries. And that's why you probably feel like, oh my gosh, I love living here. That's because that entire complex would be like a sanctuary for people. But sanctuaries also are like, you get so comfortable and so in your own space that it's wonderful to be there, that sometimes you don't go out and meet other people or get out of the place and go do different things because it's just so darn comfortable at home. So I know that people that live in sevens are usually, like I call them, the healing numbers, because I see a lot of people moving into sevens that are healing from something. It's like you go out in the world, you get beaten up a little bit, and you come back to a seven and you go, okay, I'm safe, I'm good, I'm okay, I'm healing. And when somebody has totally finished their healing, then they'll get back out in the world doing something else, or they'll move to get some change of energy. But that's what the seven means. Now, Third Avenue is an avenue that talks about the neighbors. And the Third Avenue says that your neighbors are great. You know, that you're living around the majority of your neighbors can get along with everybody. And so it makes it a sanctuary where people are getting along and you get an opportunity to constantly improve and grow. So that's the summary of what your address is.
You actually said everything right on target, right on. You couldn't have said it any better.
Well, what a wonderful place to live. Yeah, I love the threes. In namology science, the numbers I take from how I learned it when I lived in China, but I take the street name to be what the neighbors are like, and then I take the city name to be what the government's like. And then, of course, I'm a little bit, not clear in my thinking, some prejudice in there, because I grew up in San Diego, and I know that that's a great city, and you can't beat the weather.
Oh, no, this year we haven't had any sun yet. We're gloomy today, as always. There's no sun this year.
Oh, how sad. Well, I hope it all clears up by the time in September when I come out there.
Yeah, I think it'll be back. But, man, it's cold. Like at night, like yesterday about 4 or 5 o'clock, I must have been 55 degrees. I was just like, holy cow, it is freezing. Yeah, nutty weather this year. But we'll be sending sun for September.
Yay, yes, so that when I'm out there I can have sunshine, except for that I happen to like it when it's cold. It's why I live in the mountains, because all that heat kind of gets to me. I appreciate you calling in, Amy.
Thank you so much. Love your shows.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, you can call in 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And also 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. So I have some emails that I'm going to attempt to get in here for a moment. And different people have called in and said, what are my challenges? What are my gifts? Here's my name. What is it? So the first one is Avishai. It's A-V-I-S-H-A-I. And the last name starts with an O, an R. So when I'm looking at Avishai, this is somebody who's going to be a very good worker, but really want their freedom at the same time. It's like he's coming to learn how to make his own luck. But where it lands in the name, it's like that's not going to be encountered until later in the lifetime, when he realizes we have to create our own luck. We just can't expect it to happen for us. He's going to get a lot of attention. He's going to be such a personality. He's got a lot of charisma and a lot of talent in this. And he's going to be such a personality that people are naturally going to be drawn to him. And he'll be able to handle all of that attention coming in. He can learn anything from somebody else, but like I said, he needs a lot of freedom in that name. and freedom not to be underneath somebody else's thumb. He's going to be a bit overly sensitive to criticism, wanting to shut down and quit when criticized. And yet he's going to be a very honest person and a very open person and really just a very good person. If this was a name that I was getting that somebody wanted to hire, I would say, yo, two thumbs up. This is a wonderful hire. Okay. And then we had another one. We had a question. One of the people wrote in and said a lot of people in her family all had the same name between cousins and relatives and whatnot. And so she just wanted to know the purity of what the name Nava stood for. So N-A-V-A, this is someone who's learning how to be charming and charismatic. And so they're going to try different things to see what works. So they'll end up charming and very charismatic, being able to get along with everybody. It's somebody who really works hard on how they come across and how likable they are. And they're not going to change who they are to get liked, you know, and able to please individuals. But they're constantly going to be working on themselves to say what we can do to get liked, you know, within themselves. How can they be a better person? How can they come across with more compassion? You know, how can they be a better listener with this name, Nava? It's also in the name that challenges how to stay organized. And what do you need to key into the memory so that you can remember things? Now, a lot of times when it says that you come to learn something, like in the name Nava, is coming to learn how to be organized and have a good memory, because that's such a focus for the soul that they actually get very, very good at that. Okay, so you'll say, wow, why did they come to learn that? Look at how good they are. Well, they came to learn it and they're really focused on it. And that is why they are so good. Again, our call-in number is 323-744-4831, 323-744-4831, if you'd like to call in with your name. The other thing I would like to tell everybody about before I go back to emails is that this upcoming, not this weekend, that's starting like right away, but the week from this weekend, I will be giving a class in Nameology Science if you would like to learn it. And it's going to be outside of Jackson, Mississippi. Of course, if you ever want to know where I'm going or where you can join us, just go to knowthename.com and then go to schedule. And everything you see there when it says on the radio or this radio show or a class, all you have to do is click on it and you get the details will pop up. So, you know, feel free to go with your mouse and go ahead and click on different things so that that can come up. So back to emails. I love all the emails that we've had this time. Somebody wrote in and said, what is so great about the name Dave? Because they'd heard me say that I knew at one time 8 different Davids. And so that's how I started when I was creating Nameology Science. And so this person wrote in and said, what is it about the name Dave, you know, that's so wonderful? And I'll answer the question on Dave, but it's really the name David that that I had so many people in my life with that name at the time when I started this. Because in the name David, it's like they start and end with God. They're starting with the D, they're ending with the D, and that's all about the divine energy and connecting to it and making that really important in your life. This is a person who works hard, who has a natural charisma, who can get through and do the boring tasks, the ones that go over and over again the same, which is just really interesting to me because I went into teaching because even though you're kind of doing the same thing every day, it's totally different because you're working with so many people. And so the fact that somebody can sit there and do the same thing every day, I just think is incredible and amazing. And it's like they get their satisfaction from a job well done instead of being piqued by the actual job itself, okay? Because they're just interested in life and however life shows up, they're able to handle it. Also in the name David is individuality. Okay, when we shorten the David to the name Dave, we're taking off the last ID and putting in an E. And what that does is it brings in a generosity of heart. And that's very, very important to have that generosity of heart, especially if it doesn't show up somewhere else in the name to begin with. And so it's saying instead of being so individualistic like in David, and independent is that we can still do that, but we have to remember to think about other people and have that generosity of heart, because that's really important. The next name that I would like to do in preparation for next week, our guest of Zofiarina Morales, it's Zofiarenna, which is really a very different name. And Zofiarina, who is our guest next week, her name says that she's the nurturer. She's the one that likes to take care of everybody else. And so she's a list maker. Put it on the list. She likes to feel useful. It'll get done. But then she goes from the top of the list to the bottom of the list. But again, it'll get done, you know, but it'll get done in her timing. If you want it done faster, you've got to go up and say thank you to her as if it had already been done. And then she'll put it back up on the top of the list and get it done faster. But she hates to be nagged. And so if you're going to nag her, she's going to take that item out wherever it is on her list and put it back down on the bottom of the list. And so she likes and expects loyalty from the different people around her because she's been very good to them. And when somebody speaks badly of somebody else, she just thinks that's atrocious. And so she holds it against the one that spoke badly about the other people, even if what that one was saying was absolutely true. Because she says, that's not loyal. That's not how it should be. She has a great deal of imagination in her name. She has where she self-sacrifices for the good of the whole. It's the same type of thing that Princess Diana had, where she was would sacrifice to make sure that the charities were good and that everything was being taken care of. And Zofiarina also has that in her name. She also has honesty and great organizational abilities, along with being sensitive to other people's needs and being incredibly likable stuff. Her last name just really indicates that she's got a high sense of integrity and a very high sense of morals. And so she lives by a very high moral code. And her name indicates that she's not about to change that. It doesn't matter how somebody tempts her or what they promise or how they try to bribe her. That's not going to work for her because her own sense of morals and integrity will keep her on the straight and narrow. Our guest the following week is Joanna King, and her name simply says that she's brilliant and has great organizational skills and is very, very generous of nature. And then, of course, our guest at the end, the last Thursday of this week, will be Sandy Anatasi. Now, she's something else with her gifts and her talents as a medium. And like I said earlier, she's worked with John Edwards, who supported her and really, had her on his show a lot because of her gifts and talents. And her name says that she wants to make the world a better place, that she's very likable, charismatic, can get along with anybody. And it's interesting how many places that it says that she wants to make the world a better place. It also says she's got to do things her own way and that she attracts very stubborn people into her life. So that'll be very interesting to see who wants to call in on that one when you want to contact somebody from the other show, from the other side. Again, our call-in number is 323-744-4831. And I am going back to emails. Okay, I have an email from Amanda, and she is from Arizona. And Amanda, with the last name starts with a T. I kind of laugh with this one because she wants to make the world a better place. I hope she's watching her knees. She would be very likable with that T as part of her last name, Amanda. You probably have a nickname of Demanda for that. For the nickname, but you would be absolutely dynamite, especially as a lawyer, just right in there and fighting for the betterment of each one of your clients. And you have it in your name to take anything to the extreme where you can be really, really good at what you want to do. Also, you have all these work letters in here. So that tells me that you are working a long days, lots of days, and really, really hard to be extra prepared for whatever it is that you're doing on this. You also have an indication in your name that your relationship with the divine is very important to you and that you're constantly learning more about that. So that is very wonderful. There's also, thinking of Arizona, there's the Babaji Temple in Yuma, Arizona. If any of you guys are near there that you may want to go see, that's an interesting area out there. Okay. And the last email I want to address before our break is from Steve. And Steve's last name starts with a G. And it's interesting that he says he goes by Steve, but not Stephen, and that he doesn't really appreciate going by Stephen. It sounds like he's getting criticized or put down, or he's going to get in trouble, you know, when somebody says his full name. So in Steve, in the name, it says that you can be very sensitive because, look, you've got that Eve in there, the E-V-E. And that says you can be very sensitive to women and what their desires are and what their needs are. At the same time, it says you can learn from anybody, that you will go to the top of the line, whatever it is, and that you can be quite persistent. That's going to help you get there to the top. And it also says that you will decide before you start on something whether you're going to just take it all the way or whether you're not even going to start at all. It's like, why waste your time if you're not going to start at all? Okay. I mean, if you can't go to the top, why even begin? So that's interesting. If you look at the Fortune 500 companies, the most predominant name of the people that are in charge of Fortune 500 companies is the name Steve. So Steve makes a very good employee as long as there's nothing in the last name that would get in the way. And in this particular person's last name, it is where he can sometimes be fooled, but not for very long at all, because he's going to see through it before very much time goes by, that he's very flexible and wanting to make the world a better place. And again, he's got that charismatic piece all the way through his name. So, Steve, I'd say go for it. I could see you starting your own company and having it just build and succeed and opportunities coming to you that you would say, oh my gosh, how did I ever get this one? And aren't I the luckiest person? But it's really because your name has so much charm and so much charisma in it that, of course, you're willing to work hard and you're smart in how you go about things. And so that combination is what helps you, along with your willingness to persist and not give up, that helps you to succeed. So that's the first half of our program. The second half, I have more emails. Everybody wants to know about different politicians, and we'll go through those unless you want to call in and get your name read. Again, that is 323-744-4831. And stay tuned for our short commercial break.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories, and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. And I am your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And we have call-ins today. We are doing names and answering questions on names. It is 323-744-4831. Or you can call in toll-free at 888-627-6008. And, of course, on Skype at BBS Radio PR. So I've had a lot of emails coming in and saying, would you please start talking about the candidates, the Democratic candidates, and what you see in their names. And so I have a list of so far that I have 25 candidates. I know that some have already put their names in and taken their names off, and then others that might run, like Nikki Haley, Mark Warner, or John Kerry. And really, out of all of them, Nikki Haley has the best name, but she's not running yet. So we're going to go through some of these names to answer those questions that came in on what are we looking at and what are the upsides of each candidate and where are the challenges for them personally. Now, remember, as I'm going through here, that I am not analyzing their political points of view. It has nothing to do with their political points of view and whether you agree with them or disagree with them. The name literally says, who are they as a person? What are their qualities and characteristics as a person for who are they? Okay, so the first one I'm going to do alphabetically, is Michael Bennett. Now, he's a Colorado senator, and he's also the past superintendent of the Denver Public Schools. And he signed up or initiated that he's going to run for president on May 2nd. So it wasn't that long ago. And Michael, as a whole, is a very good name for leadership roles because they're very inclusive. They know how to manifest things. They can get things done. Also do things the hard way sometimes because that helps their memory. But they have a big enough ego or good sense of self that they can get things done. It says also in his name that he has a nice balance between the mental and the emotional parts of him, and that he often has to deal with people that are a little bit crazy or nuts, you know, that don't have a good emotional IQ, and that those are the kind of people that he's been around his whole life. So he's learned how to mediate and how to handle stressful situations. So his name says he's very competitive, very organized, able to manifest and create what he wants. So I would say that Michael Bennett is literally one to watch, because if he doesn't do it now, he may do it later. As we said, he's the Colorado senator right now. But he's got a very strong name for having the skills that you would want in a leadership position. Okay, our next person is Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden, as we all know, is the former vice president. And he announced he would be running for office of the president on April 25th. And it's interesting because I have joked the whole time he was in office as Joe Biden is just biding his time to get where he wants to go, because it's right there in his name. But his name literally says that he waits, and he waits. Now, Joe is smart. He has some of the smartest quality letters combinations that says he's absolutely brilliant, that he's highly intuitive, that he can, you know, he thinks differently and outside the box a little differently. He does have a warning in his name that when we're looking at is very important. And that is that he has a combination that says that money is important to him and he could change his point of view or his position based on what he's getting paid or how much is getting donated. And so I think that's an interesting challenge that's there in the name, because I would ask, is he going to go to the highest bidder, or is he going to do what's best for this country just because that combination shows up? Okay. Other than that, he is an incredibly intelligent person and has a memory like a steel trap. Okay. The next one is Cory Booker. Now, he's a senator from New Jersey. He declared on February 1st. And Cory is very likable, has fairness issues, wants to nurture other people, has a lot of letters that say he wants the truth. And so he's influenced by the people around him that he's learned to trust, that he likes being the one in charge. He loves being the head person. He would make a good CEO of a company. He takes care of the people around him. And when he leads, he tries to make sure that everybody around him benefits, even though he's the one that always benefits most when he leads. He's a nurturer, and he can juggle many different things at the same time. He, so far with Michael, have strong names. There's some other ones we're going to come across, but both of their names are incredibly strong for actually having the skills and talents and able to be put into an administrative role. Okay. The next one is Steve Bullock. He's the governor of Montana, and he declared on May 14th. Steve Bullock's an interesting guy because, like we were just talking about, the name Steve, very persistent, you know, charismatic, very likable, got a generous heart. He also, because of the last name, think about it, Bullock, can shoot the bull really well. So it's going to be harder for people to realize when he's telling the truth and when he's not. And I don't mean that like lying. I mean that like teasing. Because he's got in there that he just likes to tease and play and have fun. And so you're going to look at that and say, okay, is he teasing? Is he pulling my leg? Or is he serious? And so that's something that everybody would have to learn to get used to. Steve has it in his letters that he would be a very good writer and that he would be very quick and fast on his think, on his feet when he's thinking. Okay. But that he's a good storyteller, got a great sense of humor. It's easy for him to be the people guy and get along. Leadership-wise, he's been taught to be competitive. It's like he would do very well with his own company, whether the company's as big as the United States. You know, who knows? But it says that he does have the basic skills required and able to be a good leader of a company. And so you would look and see, how did he do for Montana, the governor of Montana? If you liked how he led there, then you would want him. And if you didn't like how he led there, then you wouldn't. But it does say that he has the skills, the managerial skills, to be a good leader. The next one is Pete and Buttigieg. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, which is a Buttigieg. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He's declared on January 23rd. This is a man who's very sensitive, who has a great sense of humor. His humor has helped put him in different places. He does have leadership skills, but he's one of the ones in his name. Now, I don't know what he's like as a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, but his name indicates that he doesn't like to rock the boat. So it's not that he doesn't want to move forward and create some interesting decisions for the city. It's just that when peer pressure comes on, he tries to maneuver in the middle so that he's not rocking the boat, so that he's not too far off center at any one time for any extreme in either direction. Because it says that he's learned how to be persuasive. That's one of his strengths. And also it's a strength that he knows how to compete and go to the top. Okay. But he's a middle of the road person in the fact that he doesn't want to take too many risks. He wants to keep an even keel. He wants to keep everything on track, but he doesn't want to go outside of that little middle position because he's uncomfortable with extremes in his name. Then we come to Julian Castro, and he's the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, and he declared on January 12th. And Julian is quite smart and got quite the tease and the sense of humor with him and a lot of self-confidence. He's very independent, basically wants to make the world a better place, has a strong memory in his name. But he can also bring people around him that influence him to not always be kind. He would bring people around him that want him to be famous, that are constantly pushing him, and they're promoting him beyond his capabilities is what it's indicated in his name. And so Julian is the one learning how to be in charge and in control. And so it's who Julian has around him that's going to make him successful or not successful. And his big talent would be, can he pack the right people around him to get the jobs done? Since he himself will be challenged, you know, not having the skills, but having the intelligence to do that. So, and it just, I just question the people that he would attract around him. Okay. Then there's Bill de Blasio. He was the New York, he's the New York City mayor, and he declared on May 16th. And he has something very interesting in his name. And that is that he could be the perpetrator or the recipient of violence, that he could be the violent person himself. It does say from the other letters around, you can usually tell whether they're, somebody's a perpetrator or a recipient or both. And his name declares that he would be the perpetrator. So I wonder, looking at his name, if he was ever like domineering or pushed his way to get something through without being considerate of others. You know, I would just wonder, where does that combination that indicates violence show up? Does it show up as being a bully? Does it show up as, you know, being pushy to get stuff through, you know, to get the bills passed and whatnot? You know, how does that show up? That would be my question. And again, you'd have to look at the politics and say, do you agree with him or disagree with him? Because if you thoroughly agree with him, then you say it's a good thing he's got that push and he can handle the violence or the disruption. And if you don't like his politics, then that's something to really be concerned with. Okay. Then there is John Delaney. John Delaney is a U.S. representative in Maryland. He declared on July 20th. And he has that same strong beginning that Joe Biden has that says, I am a dynamic leader. I am brilliant. I am, you know, nurturing other people around me. And also John says he has a fabulous memory. Like he can remember anything, that he's very personable, that he likes to rescue other people. And he likes to attract people to him that need to be rescued. That it makes him feel good when he's able to help other people. What's interesting in John's name is he has a combination in John Delaney that says he will always look a lot younger than his actual years. And so that's an interesting piece. He also has, though, in his name something that says that his goals can always get delayed. So that always makes me wonder, how hard was it, or when did he want to become a U.S. representative for Maryland, and how long it took him? Was that goal delayed or not? Does he have an easy time or a hard time passing things in his own state just because it has that there are delays around him, and that's in the name? And it would just be curious to see where that showed up in his life, whether it was more business-oriented with the delays or more personal-oriented, because it doesn't have to be both. Okay, the next name is Tulsi Gabbard. She's the U.S. representative in Hawaii, and she declared on January 11th. And she has it that she can always go to the top, but she will laugh all the way up there, has an incredible amount of self-confidence, can learn anything from anybody, is constantly learning, loves the limelight, has learned to be flexible, learned to be competitive, has fairness issues, and has had to learn how to deal with other people's tempers. And so I wonder if any of that has rubbed off on her or whether she just deals with it. But it does say that she's quite competitive. And it does say that she has chances to go forward. I don't know if this is her time for her based on her name, but it definitely says that she can rise to the top. Okay. The next one on the list is Kirsten Gillibrand, a U.S. senator from New York. She declared on January 15th. Her name indicates that when she leads, everybody benefits. It also says in there that she can have knee issues, not that that matters when you're leading, but that she's learning how to be the best that she can be, that she's very inclusive, very independent, that it's harder for her to get everybody cooperating around until she's just so persistent that, of course, they will. And she has this great memory, but that it's harder for her to lead simply because she wants to include everybody, wants to make sure everybody's okay. But she has some challenges in there around getting everybody to think she's the best instead of just pretty good at what she does. Okay, the next one is Kamala Harris. She's the U.S. Senator from California and a former district attorney and state attorney. And she declared on January 21st, And Kamala's name says she's learning a tremendous amount, that her whole lifetime is here to learn. She's learning how to lead where everybody benefits. She's learning how to manifest what she wants. She's learning how to have self-confidence. And, you know, self-confidence is different than self-esteem. Self-confidence is how you feel about your abilities, where self-esteem is how you feel about yourself, or self-worth is how you feel about yourself. So she has a lot of trust in her own abilities of going forward. Her name does indicate she's incredibly spiritual, or she has a foundation in what she considers spirituality, that she needs a lot of alone time, and she's constantly learning and growing, and really counts on her connection with the divine to help her through in different time periods. Very independent. It's just, it's such an incredible name when I'm looking at it, simply because she has so much spirituality in that name, so much connection with the divine that's important to her, needing that alone time, maybe to meditate or something. But I don't know. I mean, she's from California, and I don't know how she would do with all the pressures, but she would probably do very well simply because she gets that alone time to keep herself in check and in order, you know, and able to stay calm. So I would think she's one of the stronger names up there also. But not quite as strong as Corey's name and Michael's name. Okay, so the next one on the list is John Hinkelooper. He's the former governor of Colorado. And he declared on March the 4th. And John, again, has that brilliance, will look younger than what he is, has that fabulous memory. Now, he's learned how to think very quickly on his feet, and he's learned how to use his power of persuasion. He just has a and very quick and very inclusive. Okay. The only concern I would have with that name is that he has sexuality in there, that he's been taught something that's not appropriate sexual. And we never know, like, if when somebody straightens that out. Now, something could be a little off where you could have been taught something too loose or too tight around sexuality, you know, like abstain and it's dirty, that would be too tight. Or you just got to go get it wherever you can without any morals attached, that would be too loose. Okay. And he was taught something, but his name says he's very reasonable. So hopefully he's figured that all out, especially by now. Okay, the next one is Jay Inslee, the governor of Washington State, and he declared on March 1st. And his name says that he is learning how to use his intelligence and his brilliance, but he absolutely has it, that he's learning how to use his intuition, that he is capable of accomplishing anything he sets his mind to, that he's very inclusive, that he's physically fit, that he has insights, he just knows stuff. And he's got a very generous heart. It indicates in his name from the governor of Washington that he actually does the very best he can, and he has a lot of concern for other people around. So I would put him up there too as one of the stronger candidates by his name, that actually has the gifts and the talents and able to do that kind of a leadership role. So it'd be interesting to see how the state of Washington has improved under his, you know, or how it's changed under his leadership to get an idea of how he would be if he was elected as the president of the United States. What also is interesting to me, though, is this is not his timing. You know, timing shows up in the name, and it's not his timing. The next one is Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, declared on February 10th. She's gotten her name. She's very likable. She's very capable. That she doesn't always bring around her, according to her name, people that have her best interest in mind, which I think is interesting because she's highly capable, very hard worker, very likable, and wants to be fair. Fairness is very important to her, and leading so that everybody benefits is very important to her. She's got to learn how to deal with the other people that aren't so straight, not so honest around her. And since she's a senator, I'm sure she's getting tons of practice in that department from everybody that she's interacting with on all levels. And the 15th person that has signed up to run for president is Terry McAuliffe. Now, he's the former governor of Virginia, and he declared April 17th. And when he declared, this is most interesting because he needs a lot of alone time to always balance things out and think about things. But he's got a great sense of humor, is very used to going to the top of wherever he puts himself, has a lot of charismatic appeal, can get along with anybody in any group. But he comes from, according to his name, a very close clan of people that he considers family. Whether they are family or not isn't, you know, he can tell us. But he's got a group of people around him that all feel like family. And it's like they all work hard, but they also really play hard. And so he's got balance in his life, which I think is interesting because when you get into those positions, you don't always have a lot of time that yours because you're working all the time. And the next one is Wayne Messam, the mayor of Miramar, Florida, and he declared March 28th. And his name says that he has a hard time keeping a secret. Now, in a position of authority of a president, I'm not sure that would be a trait that we would want to have, but that's just what his name says. And by now he could have learned how to do that, but that says that's one of the challenges in his life. It also says that he doesn't know his own worth and value, but that he can manifest things, but he has his own interests in mind first, and that some of the ideas that he has may be really far off or kind of far out there. Okay, so that one to me, out of everybody running, has the biggest questionable name just from what the name says. Okay, the next one is Seth Moulton, and he's a U.S. representative from Massachusetts, and he declared on April 22nd. And Seth's name says he's very good at debate, very good at confrontation, very good at being a detective and getting to the bottom of things. He's a natural detective, also incredibly smart. He's been taught how to manifest, and he's been taught that a good memory is really important. And so out of how the names go, he's got one of the stronger names. Okay. I don't know if that debating is a plus or a minus. It depends on what the discussion is and whether you consider that a great skill to have or one that would get in the way. But he's very good at debate. Okay. The next one is Robert Francis O'Rourke, better known as Beto. He's the former representative in Texas. And, you know, I look at, why are you going by a nickname of Beto when your name of Robert Francis is so much stronger? And in the name Beto is, I want to be well known, but I don't have emotional stability, even though I'm very competitive. So he would have a high IQ, but not a high EQ. And so I always look at that and think, yeah, you want to be known with that name, but you're also telling us that you have a lower EQ, where in your birth name of Robert Francis O'Rourke, he would have a higher EQ with that name. Okay. It also says in his name that he can bring to him people that are psychopaths. And so, you know, psychopaths very often come across as very strong, very capable people, but they have no feelings towards anybody else. So the question would be, that's not in the name of who he is, it's in the name of who he brings to him. And so do you want somebody who's bringing and attracting those kind of people to him? That would be the question. So the next one is Tim Ryan, and he is the U.S. representative from Ohio, and he declared April 4th, and he's got a lot of things that are all in the right place and the right letters and the manifestation. And so, you know, he would be one to watch, even though he can be at the wrong place at the wrong time sometimes. So I would be concerned with him. And on another show, we will have to start with Bernie Sanders and do the rest of these ones that come in with the names so that you can actually get all of them. Or I will have all of them as a blog on my website, knowthename.com or bestnamesmeetings.com. We want to thank you for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers, and hope you found it interesting to know what names have said in different people's names and what that actually says about them. Have a most wonderful week, and I'll see you next Thursday, same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth signing off.